There really is something for everyone at the Lake Wales Plaza with acres of free parking and merchants like Dan Lowe Jewelers for that touch of class and the Drug Mart for all your prescription needs and now a travel bureau. The Lake Wales Plaza, Highway 60 West. Right now we've got news for you. The White House says today's Middle East talks between President Carter and Jordan's King Hussein were frank, cordial, and constructive. The two men talked for more than 2 hours, nearly double the time originally scheduled. Egyptian President Sadat has told reporters the exiled Shah of Iran is doing well, although he's running a high fever as a result of conflicting cancer treatments. Sadat was apparently trying to discredit reports that the ex-Shah is in rapidly deteriorating health. More news after this. WIPC and the Southgate Shopping Center present Vacation Street 1980 and your chance to win a weekend for two at a beautiful Florida resort. Register at participating Southgate merchants, then listen for your street on WIPC. All weekly winners will qualify for our grand prize later this summer, a weekend for your entire family in Atlanta, including a day at Six Flags over Georgia and an Atlanta Braves baseball game. Vacation Street from Southgate Shopping Center and WIPC. Continuing with the news now, comedian Richard Pryor underwent 75 minutes of surgery today as doctors began the long-range effort to repair the burn damage he suffered in a fire at his Los Angeles home last week. Pryor remains in critical condition. Actor Robert Young, television's Dr. Marcus Welby and Father Knows Best star, is reported improving in his bout against high blood pressure and chemical depression. He's hospitalized in Rock Island, Illinois. Authorities at New York hospitals say civil rights leader Vernon Jordan is doing all right in his recovery from a sniper wound and is now listed in fair condition. More news after this. Don't waste gas when you can park once and find everything in downtown Lake Wales. Mayor Jewelers on Stewart Avenue, serving you with quality and integrity. Margaret's Ladies Wear, just up from the post office on Park Avenue. Mr. M. Floor Covering on Park Avenue, where floor covering is their only business. And First Federal of Winter Haven on Stewart Avenue. Downtown Lake Wales is the Ridge Area's most complete shopping location. Senator Barry Goldwater is in the Andrews Air Force Base Hospital just outside Washington to complete his recovery from minor hip surgery. And a San Francisco federal jury has asked for permission to examine two pistols entered in evidence as it considers racketeering charges against 18 members of the Hell's Angels and Associates. The jury began deliberations on Friday night. Weather is next. When America buys shocks, America buys Monroe. And no wonder, the Monroe line has a shock for every ride control need for as low as $14.95. So before you buy new shock absorbers, remember, when it comes to shocks, America rides Monroe. From the Tire Barn, your headquarters for EMCO steel-belted radios, and also Monster Mudders. So see Wayne today at the Tire Barn on Highway 60 East, Lake Wales. Well, sunny weather prevailed over Florida at mid-afternoon with a few widely scattered thundershowers in the Panhandle and in the lower Keys as well. Mid-afternoon temperatures were mostly in the upper 80s and the low 90s. At 3 o'clock, Jacksonville and St. Petersburg reported 94 degrees for the highest in the state at that time. And little change is expected for tonight's weather around the state, with generally clear skies indicated for most areas. Overnight lows will be mostly in the 70s with 60s in the extreme northern interior. Temperatures and conditions in selected Florida cities for 4 o'clock. Miami is sunny and 90 degrees. Daytona Beach sunny and 87 degrees. Tampa reports fair skies. It's 91 there. Fort Myers is fair with 95. And West Palm Beach clear skies, 92. Under sunny skies in Fort Lauderdale, it's 87. Key West, partly cloudy conditions and 84 degrees. And in Apalachicola, fair skies with 86 degrees. This has been Dan Hogan reporting the latest news and weather.